In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The Gospel of this blessed Sunday tells us about the famous story about the Lord Christ raising Lazarus from the dead. And here we can see when Martha met with the Lord Christ, she expressed in a way some kind of disappointment when she said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." This is something we have in common, that sometimes we look to God and inside us we feel some kind of disappointment and frustration and thinking that where is God? If he had been with us, why we are going through all of these tribulations? This is what Gideon, the judge, also told the Lord when he appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you." He told him, if God is with us, then why we are left like this? Why are our enemies, they are overcoming us? So this is something that we all share at one point in our lives, looking up and as if like blaming him, why you were not there, why you did not interfere, if you are with us, why all of these things are happening. And actually here we need to reconsider our position and we think about it, because our frustration comes from unreasonable expectations. We set expectations that God never promised us, and then according to our expectations, when he is not meeting them, then our frustration starts to mount. Here it is our problem, because God never promised us, for example, that we will be spared the physical death. This is one of the expectations that is totally out of what God has promised us. If the Lord is present among us, we are still subject to physical death, but the difference is that he will spare us the spiritual death that's more important and everlasting. That is why the Lord said, "Whoever believes, lives and believes in me shall never die." Sometimes we look around us and we see young people dying, and then we question God's mercy and God's wisdom. Why, O Lord, did you allow this to happen? The Lord never promised that whenever he is among us, then those people whom we love will never depart. Looking at him with an eye of a disappointment, if you are among us, this person wouldn't die, is something that our unreasonable expectation is the reason behind it, not God's promise. If he is among us, he will spare us the spiritual death, not the physical one. If the Lord is among us, we will still face tribulations. But the difference is that he will guide us through them safely. Again, another unreasonable expectation. Lord, we pray, we come to the church, we fast, we tithe, and why then we are going through the tribulations? The Lord never said that. If you follow me, you will never go through hard time. He never promised any of his followers that I will grant you health and prosperity and nothing wrong will befall upon you. He never gave any of those people who are following him that they will be spared the cross that they should be carrying. The Lord promised and said, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. The Lord's presence in our life will make us to go through the hard time and guide us in order to be able to come out from it safely. If the Lord is among us truly and we believe in him, we will still go through the hard time, but we will come from it maybe more stronger spiritually and more closer to him. If the Lord is among us, he might not make us worthy, but he makes us content. We wanted to belong to him. We want to know him, because not he is going to grant us money, prosperity, that we are not going to be in a way like we have this sum of wealth, but actually he will grant us the contentment by which we will be happy and we will be satisfied in whatever situation that we are at. The difference between those people who know God and love him and those people who do not know him is not in how much those are blessed in terms of how much they gain, but the difference is those people who know God and God is among them, they always feel content, they are always feel satisfied, they are lacking nothing, even if what they have is the minimal. The Lord, as St. Paul said, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things. Yes, they are poor, but meanwhile, this poor man, St. Paul, made many rich by the knowledge of the Lord Christ. Don't ever think that I'm going to follow God, so God will make me rich. I'm going to pray and fast, so God will bless me in a certain way that's materialistic. Don't think or calculate it this way. I will give God $100 and then I will be looking up waiting for the thousand that he is going to give me in return. When the Lord is present, he will not spare us temptations, but he will support our struggle and grant us victory. Again, the Lord presence in your life, you coming to the church or trying to draw closer to him, will not make you immune from temptations. Or think that because I fast and I pray and I come to church, then I will never be exposed to any temptation. This is not, again, a promise from the Lord. Another unreasonable expectation that makes us to think and feel frustrated. After many years coming to the church, I'm still falling in the same sin. Why, O Lord, you are not interfering? Why, O Lord, you are not granting me victory here? The Lord will grant you victory if you keep hold steadfast in his ways and his commandments. If the Lord is among us, we will still have our differences, but he will transform them for our benefit. Another unreasonable expectation, and now it comes to the church part. People assume that because we know God and we come to the church, then no differences should exist. We should not have any kind of argument or a dispute or disagreement. And sometimes we look, whenever we have some kind of an argument, and we think that because this is happening, then the Lord is not among us. Then what about the argument and the debate between St. Paul and Barnabas that made both of them to depart, going different ways? How can we think by then that the Lord was not among them? But what happened is the Lord transformed this kind of conflict into a blessing to the church. Everyone went his way, but this ended up into the service being more spread and more people are benefiting. Yes, we still can be different, and the Lord is still among us. In the same household, we can find two people who are different. Husband and wife, they have different. I'm not here speaking about being godly and ungodly. This is not a difference that they can reconcile. I'm speaking about different in style and attitude, different in priorities, how we were raised. But still, we can have the Lord among us. We still can have one goal and we can achieve it. We still can have something in common. This is both of us, or the whole family, can worship one God and aiming at the same eternal life. Our differences doesn't mean that the Lord is not among us, but let us make use of it. If the Lord is among us, he will make use of the differences. Our differences will end up into more benefit, will edify the church. Because we are members, every member has his own characteristic, then the church can benefit from every one of us. We cannot have two people identical, otherwise one of them is not necessary. This is not how God created man or how he shaped the church. The difference is something that the Lord is making use of it for the benefit of our households and our churches as well. Unreasonable expectation about if the Lord is among us, no differences should exist, lead us to many frustrations on the level of the church, level of our households, and we should not be going through this. If the Lord is present, then actually we will not stop. He will not stop the aging of the spouses, but he will keep their unity and love for each other. Usually, the story of love and marriage ends by the common word, and then they lived the happily ever after. And we don't know what is happily ever after actually looks like. People change, they age, they differ. But if the Lord is among them, they will be still able to meet at a certain point. The Lord will not make you always look young and appealing to your wife as in the day you married her. Will not make the wife always look the same, even if she passed 60s or 70s in her life. Otherwise, she would be deceiving herself if she tries to do otherwise. But meanwhile, he still can keep this kind of good taste in the mouth of people who are married. If the Lord is among them, is still in the house, yes, we will still age and we do not look the same, but we still, people can love each other and they can make it to the end. Another unreasonable expectation that I will still see my wife at the same day as I married her. I will still expect my husband to be the same person that I married him or I knew him in the time of the engagement. Unreasonable expectation leads to many frustrations and disappointments. If the Lord is among us, the world around us might not change. This shouldn't be a surprise. The Lord never promised that whenever He will come in us in a place, then everything around us will work in a certain way that makes things go like a dream. But actually, He will change us and make us be able to live and meet the challenges in the world that we are living at. The Lord never said that I will send you as lambs among wolves and then don't worry about the wolves. Actually, we should worry about ourselves. It is us whom, if we change to become like Him, we can live in any kind of world whatsoever. Don't expect that you shape a world, the world around you. Don't think that you can grant your children a sterilized world, a world only in your mind, a world of fantasy where everything is granted and secure. Everyone is doing his part in the plan as if like you are writing the rules. Where is this world? It never exists. Where can you have 100% control over the world of your children? Only in your imagination. It is actually when the Lord is among us, then we will change and we will be able to meet the challenges and face the world around us. Still, we will be able to overcome even when we are meek and living among people who are hostile. Still, we can make it if we want to live as pure in a world that's filled of profanity. We still can meet the challenge and live in the world as people who are honest, in the world filled with dishonesty, and people around us everywhere trying to snatch from one another. If the Lord is among us, we will be able to live the godly life that the Lord is expecting from us, and accordingly will be able to inherit the kingdom. Again, Martha, when she said to the Lord today, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." She was actually speaking on behalf of all of us. When we set unreasonable expectations and we expect the Lord to meet them, and then we look at Him and we are disappointed at Him. Why did you leave us? Why you allowed us to go through this? Maybe we need to reset our expectations. We need to be reasonable. We need to know what exactly is granted to us whenever He's among us, and what we should not be looking at, because He never promised us otherwise. To Him is the glory forever and ever. Amen.